This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin Kilcoyne in at 11. But it's our pleasure every game that the Blues play to talk to the voice of the Blues that morning, and that is Chris Kerber. Chris, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
Frank, I'm doing great. How are you today?
Very good. We have news from the rink in Washington. Who is starting in goal?
Jake Allen is going to get the start here tonight, and then we expect Jordan Bennington to get the start on the island, and that'll be tomorrow night. Well, it'll actually be in Brooklyn, so Jake's numbers on the road, in his last five starts, 4-1, and goals against of 1.6, has been really good. So they're going to go back to the veteran here against a really good Washington Capitals team.
Are you somewhat surprised, because you did have a day off? It was another magnificent performance by this goaltender, who's the hottest in the league, just three games. Are you somewhat surprised?
Maybe a little bit, but not overly, because you've got a back-to-back situation. If the Blues weren't playing tomorrow night against the Islanders, then I'd be a lot more surprised. But you're going to get these guys going one or the other. Jake's got experience against this team. Craig's going to make another couple lineup changes as well, and so I think it's actually a good move, to go this route, with this game, and then come back with Jordan tomorrow night. So maybe just a little bit, but not overly, to be honest with you.
In fact, we're going to get into this. These points for the final playoff spot are so precious. And as you're about to tell us, the Blues have kind of got themselves back in this thing in a sense. Tell me about it.
Well, they really have. You look at the where they're at right now, and as where you sit today is you're only 6 points out of the top wild card spot, and you're only 5 points out of the number two wild card spot. Now, that's courtesy of the fact that the Colorado Avalanche and the Minnesota Wild have really stumbled of late, but the Blues have been getting kind of the right help that they've needed to keep those spots within range. They've won two in a row now for the fifth time this season. Tonight they'll try to make it a win streak of three in a row for the first time this season. But even if that doesn't go your way, and then you could rebound and maybe get the win tomorrow night against the Islanders, and you start winning, they've won six of the, of their last 10. It's one of those scenarios where they're right in the thick of it, and you're starting to feel the positivity around the guys. They're starting to see it. If things go right tonight, you could find yourself 3 points out of a playoff spot, with 38 games to play in the season. You're right in the middle of it all.
Mm. Do you think there's anything to a team playing better in front of a particular goalie? You think there's anything to that at all?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to it, to be honest with you. But I think it just comes down sometimes to the overall psyche of a team. And unfortunately, I think the psyche of this team had gotten a little fragile along those lines. So, the confidence of a team, and we've seen this many, many times over the years, the confidence of a team easily rises and sets with the play of the goaltender. If they know that those saves are getting made, they can be more aggressive, that they could be a little more freewheeling. If you're always concerned about, I can't give up a shot on goal because I could be picking out of my net, it could actually go the other way. So I think those two are completely linked.
Besides the simple answer of just stopping the puck, what does Jordan Binnington do well?
He's just been aggressive. It's gone well for him. I really think he's had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. Now he's getting a chance, and he's just taking advantage of that opportunity. He's been making good saves. He's been finding the puck off of the rebounds. He's been communicating extremely well with his defensemen. The defensemen have also played very well in front of him, finding the pucks, that are off his pads and sitting in the crease. And he's gotten a couple breaks as well. A couple of posts and things have been hit. So you put all those together, and that's how you build some confidence.
And to reiterate what you kind of mentioned last week about the chip on his shoulder comes from him not being the chosen one or the heir apparent or regarded as a prospect, a hot prospect in the organization by some, and him maybe getting like the last chance to get the backup spot, correct?
Well, yeah. The Blues drafted him. He was an OHL goalie of the year. The Blues drafted him, and you know, and then they made the trade with Kevin Shattenkirk, and they brought in Phoenix Copley. And so Phoenix Copley seemingly was ahead of him. Then they drafted Billy Huso, and Billy Huso was ahead of him. Well, they traded Copley back to Washington. Huso's injured. Jordan gets his chance. You know, they've sent him down to the East Coast Hockey League, and then, you know, brought him all the way back up from that level. And it's one of those things where, yeah, he's sort of been the overlooked one, and now he's the one getting the chance and making the difference.
If he were to play well Tuesday, would he get the call Thursday?
I would think so.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know, but I would think so.
Another good story from Saturday night, not just Jordan Binnington, but Vladimir Tarasenko with two outstanding goals, very Tarasenko-ish.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Very, very Tarasenko-like on those goals. And it was good to see. You could see that confidence that he needed, and he played a really good game. You know, we were talking a lot about his back checking and the conscious effort to how you play the game, even away from the puck. And the positive side is if he's starting to feel it and can get on a little bit of a roll, he can carry this team, which is what they need. The negative side is you still have to ask yourself on a regular basis why you just don't see that often enough. And that's the enigma that he is right now for this hockey team. You know, in the last 4 years, he's third in goal scoring in the National Hockey League. I mean, only I think it's Ovechkin and John Tavares ahead of him. So, I mean, you're talking about a guy that can snipe, but they need his all-around team game to be like it was in the last game. And if it is, that's good signs for the Blues.
And what else are you seeing in this two-game win streak that you like besides the goaltender and besides Tarasenko here?
Well, it goes beyond the two-game win streak, Frank. I think it's overall the 5-on-5 play. And I think in the last seven games, the St. Louis Blues have outplayed the opposition handily 5-on-5. And that's been the positive. So what really needs to continue to trend right is the power play and the penalty kill. And the power play has got goals in back-to-back games. They're looking to get goals in three straight for the first time since the end of November. The penalty killing, you know, went through a real good downturn and seems to be getting better. They're being more disciplined, and that's going to be like an ultimate key tonight. Is discipline. You can't put this, even though the Caps have been struggling on the power play in their last 10, 13 games, you cannot put them on the power play, you know, willy-nilly here and expect to win a hockey game. So they're taking fewer penalties. They're being more disciplined, which is good, but the special teams are going to have to help support that 5-on-5 and win some games for them.
Any word on Robert Thomas?
He's on IR. He won't be back. None of the guys coming off of IR will be back tonight, Frank. It looks like they called up Jordan Nolan. They called up Jordan Kyrou. And so I think we might be leading the league in the players with the name of Jordan. But Kyrou looks like he'll play, and Nolan will play tonight. And it appears, based on the way the practice went, that McEachran and Robbie Fabry will be your scratches tonight, along with Gunnarsson defensively.
They gave Pat Maroon a chance the other night. He had a good moment.
He did. He had a terrific goal. He had three shots on goal in just over 10 minutes of play. It was impactful minutes for him, and that's what the team wants to see. So he's going to get that opportunity again tonight. He'll stay on that line with Sundqvist in the middle, and they'll put Kyrou on the other side on that line.
So to reiterate once again, you always have one great number that nobody thinks about, is if they win tonight, they could be 3 points out of the final playoff spot.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they did this thing. I know there's a lot of people that like to pretend that they're geniuses and know how things are going to end. They're clairvoyant. They can see the future, right? So they know how this season's going to end. I just like to deal with what we know, and that's the reality of it. You get one here on the road tonight, and you could find yourself 3 points out. It's continuing to climb. You got to look at it that way. Plus, I would think as a fan, it's more fun to approach it that way.
Yes, it is. Good stuff, Chris. We'll be listening tonight. Thank you so much for your time. We'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, Frank. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, Chris Kerber. It is really a pleasure to have him on the program breaking down the Blues as they get closer and closer. Doesn't that just floor you? You win tonight, you're 3 points out this season? Are you kidding me?
Seems impressive given where they were seemingly 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like the season was over.
Wow.
At least they're back in the thick of things.
Chris Kerber brought to you by Petromart. Petromart is locally owned and operated. It's a family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry, Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud sponsor of Phillips 66 Gasoline and a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Martin Kilcoyne.